Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, we've heard that pets can actually be good for your health. And music, too, and we're going to talk about both of these things today. My guest is Dr. John Higgins. He's a sports cardiologist. How cool is that? An exercise physiologist at the UT Health Science Center at Houston. Welcome to the show, Dr. Higgins. So,
Hi, Melanie. How cool it is to be on with you today.
Well, thank you. I just love that you're a sports cardiologist. This is not a huge field, and, you know, you're definitely exceptional in your field. And so it's something that you can take exercise and then put it right to the heart. And Let's start with our pets, because they go right to our heart. Pets have been proven to do what? So many things for our health.
Absolutely, Melanie. They're like a personal trainer. I mean, you know, anyone who has a pet knows, and particularly certain pets like dogs and other pets, that you have to actually, they will take you out. They will say, when you get home, they'll be looking at you, and they'll be like, hey, let's play. Okay, so, you know, you get a little bit of your aerobic, you get some of your resistance workout. But the other thing that pets do, which is really great, is they also help, you know, people to feel like they have a purpose, you know, because they are looking after this pet. And that, you know, this pet actually loves them, they love their pet, so it really boosts their self-esteem and also just makes them happy. Pets really do make people happy. So, what better way can you be than a happy exerciser for your heart health?
Well, and, you know, in the movie Legally Blonde, she says happy people, yeah, exercise makes people happy, and happy people just do good things. And the fact is that pets make you take that walk. They look at you, they need you. And so feeling needed is kind of another way that a pet would help you, because if you're someone who's lonely or you're subject to depression, then those pets can actually give you a reason to get up out of bed in the morning, which right there gives you the physical activity you might not otherwise get.
Exactly, Melanie, and you're so right. I mean, multiple studies have shown that having a pet, you feel better about yourself, you have less depression. You know, I mean, you have something going on every day there, you know, and you can't just like lay down and mull over, you know, why things are not going the way you want them in your life. You know, you get into action with your pet, and your pet, like I said, is your best personal trainer.
Best personal trainer. I love that. It's like inviting another kid over. That's the personal trainer for my kids. Gets them out and playing around. Now, music, Dr. Higgins, I mean, what music has taken us, it can take you right back to your first kiss. It can take you back to so many parts of your life. It's a mood boost. It helps you focus. But what can it really do for your heart?
Well, the interesting thing that has come out in the recent years is that they've actually found that music, listening to music, and particularly music that you enjoy, that is kind of sonorous music, that the kind of music you may hear, for example, in spas or in relaxation tapes and CDs, and just music that you like to listen to, it actually not only gives you the kind of uplifting feeling and makes you happy and makes you smile because of, you know, as you mentioned, you know, memories of good things in the past or a memory of a nice movie or whatnot, but you actually release endorphins and other good chemicals into your vascular system, and they actually have a positive effect on your blood vessels. And they actually, they've done studies where they've measured how well your blood vessels open up in your arm. Now, typically, you know, when you exercise, your blood vessels open up, and that's a good thing. And we have some ways we can test that in the arm and to give us a overall gauge of the rest of the vascular system. And they found when they had people sit down, they measured their vascular tone, and then they had them listen to their favorite music for about a half an hour. Then they measured it again. They actually, their tone was significantly better, which is just really, really an amazing finding, I think.
That's very cool. Now, does the type of music, because I know in aerobics classes, they pick this really high energy, loud, flashy music, you know, When I'm out running or walking, I like music that makes me forget about what I'm doing and makes me want to go a little bit faster, something really motivational, you know?
Yeah.
And like Chicago has a song, Feeling Stronger Every Day. That's a great motivation. But does the type of music matter? If you're someone who likes classical and you're listening to rock and roll, would that affect it differently?
They actually found that the type of music that gives a beneficial effect does vary from people. Some people, whatever it is the music was, whatever the people like or that they find is kind of relaxing, or on the one hand, or it may be on the other hand that really kind of uplifts them and makes them feel like really good about themselves and they can achieve things, you know, run faster, work out harder, and whatnot. That type of music was definitely beneficial to them. Now, on the other hand, if they had really, really loud, discordant music, or music that kind of is very jarring, that is the sort of, or even noise, you know, some people may even call it noise, that kind of puts you on edge and does not relax you, then that type of music had the negative effect. Now, interestingly, a couple of researchers looked at movies and did the same thing. And they found that if you were watching a kind of a fun movie, a comedy, something like, you know, they actually, in one of the studies they used, there's something about Mary, you know, and those type of movies that make you laugh and make you happy, your vascular function improved after that. Whereas if you were watching something that was kind of pretty hardcore and very, you know, very depressing, for example, the opening scenes of Saving Private Ryan, where there were a lot of people killed and there's a lot of stress, that had the opposite effect. So it might be also, Melanie, that, you know, when we're relaxing, we want to be listening to some music that we like and or watching maybe some movies that are fun and comedies. You know, I was talking to my wife about this, and we were like, oh, what are we going to watch, you know, on Saturday night? And we were like, okay, yeah, we're going to do a comedy, you know, so... Kind of a fun thing to think about, but you know, when you're stressed, when you've had a hard week and you're stressed out, you don't want to do something that will add to your mental stress, like a really, really, you know, bloody movie with lots of
difficult situations. Well, and I think, Dr. Higgins, that would follow then for music, movies, books, even books that depress you, make you cry. You know, I mean,
exactly.
A good cry can actually be good for you, but something depressing, really violent, disturbing, I would see would have that opposite effect, not relaxing at all. And for patient care, right, for people going through illness, music can actually help them, you know, feel like they've de-stressed, meditation, help them take their mind off the pain.
Exactly, Melanie. In fact, they've done studies on people that were everything from the real critically ill, you know, in intensive care units who are on ventilators, playing music that is uplifting and relaxing to them, through to people that are just, you know, have blood pressure and they want to do, you know, try some different alternative things to help lower their blood pressure. And as exactly as you said, you know, things like that can really, really make a difference for some people. And on the other hand, you know, the last thing you want to do is add stress to stress, you know. And so I think it's kind of a really fun thing. And certainly one study actually found that the best overall result is if you're using that nice music and music that you like and exercising. So music plus exercise looks like that is the best.
And to wrap that up, music plus exercise, walking with your music on and your pet next to you gives you exercise all around. 20 seconds. Best advice, Dr. Higgins.
My best advice is to have some great music on when you're working out with your pet, your BFF, your best furry friend, and or your personal trainer, and make sure you do a great workout and relax later that night by watching a fun or comedy movie and just have a great time doing it.
Well, it certainly can be very de-stressful. It's good for your heart. Music, listen to something you enjoy, something uplifting. Movies, watch something funny that makes you feel good. And pets, you know, give one a little bit of a rub today. Take them out for a walk and run. It'll make you all feel great. This is Melanie Cole for Train Your Body on Radio MD. Stay well.